Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
We're pretty hot and heavy. It started rough with a tug of war over whose furniture was staying, whose furniture went. But everything else has been perfect. He texted me to pack a bag a couple weekends ago because we were going to stay in Sarasota. That's like a special place for us. We were going to do our special dinner, and me and my old roommate started to freak out because it just really felt like, because that was where our first sleepaway trip happened, that he was going to propose.
Ooh.
I'm freaking out. She's freaking out. We're picking out. No, Chris. Hold on. Slow down.
We're getting to the good part.
All right. I'm freaking out. She's freaking out. So excited. We're picking new outfits, what I'm going to wear, when I'm going to FaceTime her afterwards, everything else. During dinner, he says, you know how I picked our favorite hotel and your restaurant because I have something to ask you. I start to cry. He asked, what's wrong? And I told him, just go ahead. And he explained, I really want you to reconsider us changing that bed because it's killing me and I'm not getting able to get good sleep. I'm sitting there in tears with my best friend waiting to FaceTime me, and I'm crying even more because I'm realizing that this was over my bed that I fought over, and this isn't the proposal that I thought. The rest of the night, I felt like my head was that cartoon donkey head just sitting there trying to laugh it off and enjoy it, but I'm sitting there crushed because this wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
We now have a new bed, by the way. Yay. And it's signed egg on my face in the suite.
Well, you got to wait till the moment's right and be surprised.
I mean, the donkey thing, I pulled this up because it's like, this is just a perfect example. Like when you say, hey, so I want to change the bed.
Yep.
And you got the donkey head on you. Like, that's a donkey moment.
Like a really important.
Like a moment where you just, you read it wrong and the embarrassment is yours.
Yeah, of course.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
manufacture moments and kind of like create the
hints that something's going to happen, or like we find a ring, but we don't know when you're going to propose.
Yeah, that happens.
We did it. We were cleaning.
Like, has there ever been a moment that you have had if I'm going to be 100, there was a donkey moment that I had, like where I couldn't even hide that I had the donkey head. Like,
what happened?
I just couldn't. Ocean Prime had just got popping. It was like, it was like 2011, whatever. And somebody that we went to a dinner there with Labels, like back when you used to actually be able to go eat with people and stuff. And one of the people who worked up front listened to the station. Okay. And was like, oh, you're Orlando, blah, blah, blah. And so kept, like, falling through this table, like, you good, blah, blah, blah. And she was, like, the finest girl I'd ever seen. And so label people were like, yo, she got a feeling you or whatever. And so when we was getting ready to leave, she asked for my phone number.
Nice.
Ooh.
And so I'm like, yo.
She asked for your number.
You know, I'm like, boom. So I give her my number. Like, we're exchanging and whatever. So, like, the next weekend, Friday night, she hits me. She's like, you know what? I think we should hang out. And I'm like, all right, cool. She's like, I think I'm going to come over to your house after I get off work. You want to come over? I'll bring you some dessert.
Damn, she's pretty forward.
So I'm like, holy crap.
it's
going down. Yeah. Like, so I get all cleaned up. I'm smelling good. I'm looking good. I'm like, yeah, this is about to go down. I open the door, and she literally meant grabbing dessert, bringing it over. And she sat down I'm standing there like, are you serious? And she's in sweats, sat down with the two chocolate cake things. And we watched like a movie and she ate and then left.
It bounced.
And I was like, I was so embarrassed. Like,
she did show up.
She had every intention of the innocent part.
Yeah.
This wasn't a hookup thing. Yeah. This was just a, man, you're dope. I've heard you on the radio. Bye, bye, bye. And I was like,
did you try anything? At least it's just
I got the whole vibe that wasn't it.
Damn.
And I was ready. I was, I know she had to be looking at me like, he thought he was going to get it.
Yeah.
Just had a condom sticking out from under that magazine. Like, I just knew it was about to go down. That was my donkey moment.
Wow.
So everybody has them. You get embarrassed, but you get over them. That's what I'm falling on the sword for you, egg on your face. Okay? Larissa?
Larissa, yes.
Hey, Larissa, how you doing?
All right, and you?
Good. You had a donkey moment? What do you want to share?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. We were together 4 years at this point, and he was like, hey, let's go to Disney. I was like, oh, yes. So we said, where are we going to go? Magic Kingdom. I said, ooh, all right.
All right.
And then we get there, and I'm heart pounding, right? And we get to the castle, and I'm like, okay, I'm ready. And he's like, oh, this is cool. Let's go ride Space Mountain. And I'm like, what? Huh? What? And
oh, you thought it was going to go down at the castle like the fairy tale.
Of course, with the fireworks.
So then, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, with the fireworks and everything.
Oh, yeah. And then the whole day, I'm just like, okay, whenever you're ready, like, you know, because I even started seeing signs. I was like, oh, he can't sleep. Oh, he's checking it. Is he checking his pockets? Like, you know. And then we get back to the hotel, and I'm just mad. I'm sad. I'm so frustrated. And I'm like, oh, what do I do? And so I had to talk with him, and I had to be like, hey, I just want you to know I'm really sad because I had this expectation. And they were like, wait, what? Like, they had no idea. And it was just sad. And then after that, I started thinking, well, what if I just proposed to them?
Okay, you know? Well, see, no.
You didn't do that.
Don't flip the script on
that. Did you do that?
I talked to them about it, and they were like, no, like, let me have my moment. I was like, well, then do it.
Okay, yeah, don't do that.
Has it happened yet?
No, not yet. It's 5 years in February.
Wow. Okay. Well, he's coming. He's aware. He's aware. Yeah. But yeah. You did have your donkey moment. So I'm gonna play your music for you right now. That's right. That's good. Yeah. I like that. All right. Let's see. We got Nina. Hey, Nina. What's up?
Hey, y'all.
How you doing this morning?
Good. Okay. So if anyone's familiar, any of the listeners familiar, in the game of poker, we call bad players who do dumb things donkeys.
You call them a donkey.
15 years ago, a baby at poker, I thought I had the winning hand. So I acted like a donkey in the middle of the Hard Rock, screaming, yelling, talking noise to the other player, just feeling myself. You can't kill my vibe. And the dealer just moves all the chips in the other player's direction. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, ma'am, you only had a pair. There you go.
And you were showing out. You were like, yo, ship it. Give it here.
Oh, and it was like, please do that.
That's embarrassing.
Damn, Nina.
That's bad, Nina. I'm sorry, sweetie. Damn.
Oh, my gosh.
We got one out to 727. It says, I had a gorgeous customer ask for my number when I worked at U-Haul. Turns out she only wanted me to install a hitch for her after hours.
And you did it.
Listen, it happens to the best of us. I'm just saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true. Because, I mean, you know, I was feeling myself.
She is hot, though.
I was like, yo, man, this is awesome.
And you're still looking at her pictures today.
Because I'm being kind.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.